today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special and the topic is giving gifts in Islam.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Today, Monday, is the 14th of the month of Shawwal, 1443. Of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar corresponding to the 26th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter An-Naml, verse 34 and 35.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة وكذلك يفعلون.
She said, indeed kings, when they enter a city, they ruin it and render the honored of its people humbled, and thus do they do.
وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ.
But indeed, I will send to them a gift and see with what reply the messengers will return.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran has not mentioned anything about the kind of presents that the Queen of Saba sent for the Prophet Solomon. It has only shown their greatness by applying the word present as an undefined noun. But commentators have mentioned many matters in this regard, some of which are not free from exaggeration and legend. By the way, she, the queen, told her representative that if he observed that Suleiman's look was wrathful to him as soon as he arrived, he should know that it was the manner of the kings. But if Prophet Suleiman received him kindly and with good temper, he should know that Suleiman was a prophet.
The greatest gift. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. The greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. What can be said of Mustafa? Was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim? What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah.
The topic of this episode is giving gifts in Islam. To give gifts is a very emphasized act in religion. However, the person who takes a gift back after giving it to a person is deemed to be very lowly. The Prophet has informed us it is not proper for any one of you to offer something to a person as a gift and then take it back. Of course, if a father gives anything to his children, he's exempted from it. He can take it back, for a father has every kind of claim on his children, explaining the wretchedness of the act. Whoever claims back a gift after giving it is like the dog who ate something and then his stomach was filled to capacity, vomited, and ate up the vomit. This should serve as a severe warning for one who wants to do this. It is the practice of certain twisted individuals to gift something only to claim it back as a means to hurt a person's heart. This is completely wrong. These people have been likened to dogs. Even if they claim that they only did it as a joke or prank, this is not the prophetic way.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about various aspects of offering presents and gifts to friends in Islam. At the same time, it's indicated in the Holy Quran, in the Surah Al-Qasas, verse 76, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin." Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like merrymakers. I mean, those people who go to the extreme in unhappy occasions, or those people who want to be always happy without any regard for the needs of other people. What's expected in this regard is that if our senses and sensations cannot be managed properly, cannot be controlled properly by our intellect, we find that a friendship and liking others would be drawn to the extremes of extreme love or passion or, I mean, craziness. At the same time, we find that if everybody wanted to behave merely based on logic without any regard to feelings, we would turn into really very mechanical communities. I mean, almost without any sensation. While we find that having such kind of sensation or such kind of feelings can be regarded as, other aspects of life or other aspects considered to be present in everybody. In the Islamic instructions, people are instructed to have very good and rational and at the same time logical relations with one another. We find that, for example, being in contact with one's peers and relatives and being attentive to one's parents or, for example, brothers, sisters, and so on, they prolong one's life and they add it to the divine graces a person is entitled to receive.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special you're listening to, and now we have a question. Are there recommended gifts? Ideally, a gift should be practical, useful, and something that can add value to the receiver. There isn't anything specially recommended in the hadith. People come from different socioeconomic backgrounds, which influences how often they can gift and the type of gift they can afford. The Prophet always encouraged people to accept a gift no matter what it is. O Muslim women, no one of you should consider insignificant a gift to give to her neighbor, even if it is a gift of the trotters of a sheep.
The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The gift of life He granted us, how could we ever repay? Show gratitude to your Creator, and please do not delay.
In every episode of today's special, under the topic of giving gifts in the view of Islam, we introduce you an item as the best gift. What is today's item? Best Islamic gift ideas for everyone. Jewelry items. Best ideas for women. Jewelry is one of the most demandable things of Muslim girls and women. All women like to wear jewelry items to look more beautiful from others. As a large number of Muslims are living in the Eastern countries, therefore, the trend of jewelry is also more in the East area. If you want to make your wife feel special with your gift, then try to give her a jewelry necklace or some bangles. Even a ring will also be a great pick. During the Eids, the special occasions, the demand for jewelry also increases because of the Eid event. So if you want to give your daughter, wife, and a mother a beautiful surprise, then provide them with jewelry items as a gift.
Now, when we look at the religion of Islam, we see that from an Islamic perspective, generosity is something that is liked and something that is very important and encouraged. And in fact, it's associated with faith. When you believe in God, you will be more generous. When you are a better worshiper and more devout individual, then that will be more likely that you will be able to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a virtue some people struggle with. Some people, they can't be generous. Some people, they like to hoard the money their whole life, and then the moment they die, they leave all the money in their bank account. That's it. They haven't done anything good with it. The religion of Islam encourages us to give during our lifetime. It encourages us to be a giver. And it is highly recommended. It is said that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, there was a man who died, and he had a storage, a warehouse that had dates in it. So he had written in his will that I want 1/3 of everything that I own to be given in the way of Allah after my death. You could do that in your wasiyah, in your will. 1/3, you could put it, you could do with it whatever you want. 2/3 will go to the children and the inheritors and those who receive the inheritance. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi went with the family, and they were asking Rasulullah for help and dividing and everything. So once they divided everything, they found one piece of date in the corner of the room. One piece of date. They brought it to Rasulullah. They tell him, Ya Rasulullah, we found this as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi took that date, and he tells them, if this man who passed away, if he had given this one date during his life, it is much better than for him. It is much better for him than if he had given it after his death.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection, and of course, don't forget to follow us on parstoday.com/en. Today's special. By the way, we continue this interesting topic that was giving gifts in Islam.
Oh.